extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Black Club Chicago, John Hansen with our report this morning. And here's the question of the day, John. Will there be a cannabis dispensary across from Wrigley Field?
Oh, boy. Good morning, Bob. Well, it looks like there will be. And this one's going to be close at 3650 North Clark. And if you know the grid, and I know you do, Bob, boy, that's awfully close. In fact, it's right near that old parking structure, you know, the little hut that's right on Clark Street. It's where Clark Street Sports is right now. That's where this is going to get approved, and looks like the is going to be moved forward in City Council for Entourage Holdings, which is a team of social equity license holders. They've been operating Chicago cannabis, it says in our story, a long time, but I guess, you know, it hasn't been that long since it was legalized, but since the beginning. And it will become the closest pot shop to the ballpark. Although the other one's at 3524 North Clark, so we've kind of, I don't know, we're like triangulating around Wrigley Field here. But yes, the alderperson looks like they're going to sign off on this. In fact, they surveyed the neighborhood, although I don't know how scientific these surveys are that alder people do, but I think they try and get their best pulse of what the neighbors think. And they say about 65% of people supported this. They're going to do all the adding the guards and making sure that during game days there's kind of different operations on their delivery services. And because you imagine a lot of people going in and out to deliver cannabis, and there's 40,000 people trying to get into the ballpark could cause a little bit of an issue, too. But they're going to donate, too, as well, this organization, to some veteran-led organizations, which I think helps seal the deal for them.
Yeah, that's good. Can you imagine if Harry Carey were still around to comment on this? Here's another question for you, John. What's the status of that proposed crosstown bike trail?
This is like one of those really cool things that it seems so pie in the sky and so far out that a lot of people might look at the story and go, well, that'll never happen. But they said the same thing about the 606, right? It sometimes takes a neighborhood organization to say, hey, here's this railroad track. Here are these railroad tracks. We want to do something cool. Let's start getting the word out and let's start building towards this. This is in the Old Irving Park neighborhood. It's on basically Montrose, and it would connect about a 3.2-mile stretch. The couple snag-ups is the Union Pacific Freight Line. It is underutilized, but it is still used. So that's a no-go for now. So there's going to have to be some negotiations about maybe that the city could buy back this property. Maybe they could use somewhere else to run these trains. And then there's all the normal hurdles as well. But one interesting nugget that neighborhood organizations are proposing is when the 606 trail went up, which I think a lot of people know goes to the west side of the city, up went the house prices around the 606. And so neighborhood organizations are kind of teaming up and saying, all right, well, from the get-go, let's maybe set some regulations or curb some of the gentrification that can happen in some of these neighborhoods. A lot of these neighborhoods in this proposed trail are working-class neighborhoods, and let's not displace all the people that have lived there forever right as we put in this gorgeous elevated or trail that's going to benefit so many people for biking, for riding, all this stuff. Let's make sure that the people that live there now can still live there when it's built. So one estimate was that 10 years and tens of millions of dollars was even optimistic in and of itself. So this will be a while, but Bob, these things happen, you know, one train rail at a time. So
yeah. And housing prices went up 48% along the western part of that trail.
I was surprised to read that too. Yeah, in the story we have some of the stats on what happened in the neighborhood around the 606. It was pretty steep, the prices.
More at blockclubchicago.org. This is a good story. Chicago public high school students now have access to free virtual therapy, don't they?
Yeah, and this is a shout out to Chalkbeat, our nonprofit partner that does all the education news, do a great job of it. CPS has basically signed this deal where they get free virtual therapy to students up and down CPS schools, which is great. It's a company called Hazel Health, and CPS isn't paying for it. This all gets billed to Medicaid, Medicare. I always forget which one it is. Medicaid. And there's just one little caveat, is that some people are a little worried that, is free really free? Some people say that the parent advocates are saying that maybe the school board needs to make sure they're looking through all the fine print here, that the consent form raises some concerns about the possible use of student data to help this company develop its product. Now, they say, no, that's not the case. The consent form for parents basically says that the company can use information for, quote, the development and improvement of software, hardware, and related tools to design improved services. So That's a little nebulous, right? Like, what does that mean? So I think people are all for this, and the schools are definitely saying they need this. Like, mental health, we've turned a page on the stigma about it and getting more teens to talk about it for sure. But let's just make sure, what does that mean? And let's talk to the company a little further to make sure that we're not in violation of Illinois state law or just the general idea that these students' privacies are taken seriously.
You know, the kids have gym class. We need to do more mental health instruction to prepare our kids for life, don't we?
That should be a whole other period.
Absolutely.
Some sort of a half period of mental relaxation opposite lunch. Something. I would have benefited from that, and I'm sure kids these days with social media and everything, get them to unplug for 25 minutes, read a book or something. That'd be great.
Yeah, who wouldn't benefit from that?
Let's lead the charge, Bob.
I'm all with it. I'm down with that. John Hansen, and we will hear you later. Thank you, John. You have a
Take
good
care.
One.